Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm Lashana.
And today we're back and we're going to be talking about dating and red flags in relationships and how not to get caught in a relationship for a long time, a long period of time, and ignoring those red flags when you know they're there. You see them, the flags are waving, and you're trying to ignore them for one reason or another. So I just got some tips, and we're just going to kind of discuss them. Me and Lashana will talk about them like we usually do and give you guys our insight on them. And this article is called 13 Dating Red Flags for Women. Moving on can be painful, but less so than holding on to a toxic relationship. So I just picked out seven of the topics that I thought that kind of stood out to me. And I'll just kind of go over them and we can just kind of discuss and talk, share our different stories about red flags that we saw in relationships. But the first one was he expects you to do all the work, meaning that as far as like, especially if you're in a new relationship and you're dating and he doesn't really participate in planning the date or, you know, he's always dependent on you to figure out what you guys are going to do or where you're going to go. And then is he really investing anything into the relationship as far as, you know, something long term? What's going to happen down the road? So just kind of finding out from him, you know, if he's not really being involved in a relationship, what do you see us doing, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now?
Right.
I mean, you don't have to, you know, jump down his throat with, are you going to marry me? And are we going to have children? But, you know, you just kind of want to know what type of investment he has in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Is he really thinking long-term for you guys, or is he just kind of, you know, there
hanging
for
out.
The moment? Yeah. Especially if he's not really, if you don't really feel like he's investing the time and the energy that he should be into the relationship.
Especially in the beginning, he definitely should be, like, suggesting dates.
Yeah.
And trying to court you.
Hello.
At least trying to get in your draw.
Exactly.
I mean, courting some type
something.
Of... I mean... Step one. I mean, some dates.
Can we get on some dates, please?
I know this
without
is the Netflix
to
and chill generation, but dang,
you're going to have to show some type of interest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It means, you know, take me somewhere now, brother.
Right.
Nobody has
Make
time.
Make sure
now.
That it's worth it. Come on.
Definitely.
If he's not calling you and trying to take you out.
And yeah, you have to call him all the time, or that you have to make all the dates, or... No.
He's just along for the ride.
Right.
He ain't into you.
At all.
That's just straight up. He's
Definitely.
Not into you. Because
no.
he will be wanting to be on your tail.
Definitely. Calling, seeing what's going on.
What
where
you doing
going?
For the weekend. He going to make some time.
Definitely. So that's like a big red flag. Like LaShawn said, especially in the beginning, you want to make sure that you are being aware of these type of things.
Because they can get lazy. They can get lazy. But
oh, definitely.
But in the
beginning. No, not in the beginning now. You better be whining and dining.
That's life. Come on.
And not to skip around, but one of the other tips, I didn't even write this one down, but I just thought about it right now, was, are you glowing? Like, you should be glowing. You should be looking like a pregnant lady down here because you're happy. He has brought
some sunshine.
What? Some sunshine into your life. And you are smiling every day, okay? Don't be frowning up and being mad and worried if y'all just in the beginning. You hurry up. That's a red flag. You better run the opposite.
You already stressed out.
You already stressed out.
You checking your, see if you get a signal.
Yeah.
You're going to make sure your phone ring. It ring.
He
not
calling. You know that phone work. Quit playing with that ringer.
It works. He don't work 24 hours a day. Stop.
No. And basically, number two is kind of the same thing. Is he emotionally invested? Is he running from relationship discussions? So if you are trying to have those relationship discussions as far as what's going on or where are we going with this, you know.
And I'm going to call you back. I'm going to call you back. I'm going to wait, what? Hold on. I'm going to call you back. Let me call you right back.
Call me right back. No, we need to have this discussion real quick.
And women love to talk. We love to have a discussion. We love to have a discussion. Everything don't need to be a discussion. No. But we definitely love to make everything a discussion.
We do. That's why I made me run.
Like, oh, shit. Here we go.
Here she goes.
What's the second damn thing? She already talked about we need to talk about this. Shit. No, not today. No, not today. I don't know. I haven't made my mind up yet. I don't know you like that. I don't even know you. I don't know you.
So don't do that, ladies. Don't
let that's a red flag on you.
Yeah. We go.
This is for men too.
This is gonna go both ways today. So yeah, we don't want to be throwing up those red flags either. But this is a really good one I hear though. Number three, can he apologize? Can he set his ego aside?
Oh, yeah.
Can he? Because it's not about who's right or who's wrong. It's about, can you apologize?
Yeah, because women are way more sensitive majority of the time.
Yes.
And so sometimes it can unconsciously hurt your feelings or just be not paying attention to detail. Mm-hmm. And if you're expressing to them like, wow, I really don't like that. I didn't like the way that made me feel when you said this.
Or, yeah.
Or when you did that, or, you know, how you just kind of blew that off, or, you know, if you're talking to them about something that hurts your feelings that you don't like, and they're kind of just like, what? That's stupid. Why?
Yeah.
You know, like, if they're just kind of, like, dismissive about it,
definitely.
Be careful, because that may mean that they're just not really emotionally invested in you.
No, definitely.
That's a sign that there's really not very much emotional investment. They're not connected enough to you to even care about your emotions.
Definitely. Keep an eye out.
Especially if you're super sensitive.
Yeah.
Because that's going to, you know, it's going to make a difference.
It's definitely going to make and a lot of
or if they don't see fault. I mean, he might be dealing with a narcissist. Because if he doesn't see any fault in the things that they're doing, that's a red flag. They think it's nothing wrong or that's just how I am.
Damn, you just going to have to deal with it. Really?
Really?
Uh-uh. Oh, no. Bro, I'm cool.
Yeah, no. You don't want to talk. You don't want to communicate.
No.
You don't want to talk about it. You don't care.
You don't care.
Yeah. So, because
you think you're right.
Yeah, that's definitely a red flag.
Definitely a red flag. Number four is a good one. He's a little too private. It's one thing to be in constant communication and have superficial conversations. It's another to know his motives, thoughts, and feelings. And sometimes, you know, some people are just quiet and kind of to themselves, and you might have to kind of...
And don't like to open up.
Mm-hmm. Especially men.
Yeah.
And I think with men, they want to really get to know you. So don't be doing this in the first couple of weeks, guys. Get to know me.
Already calling
all of his business.
Yeah, or calling that red flag. Childhood. Yeah.
Just hold on. And don't be telling all your business. Because you might not even like him like that. And then you ain't even dating him no more. He know your whole crazy childhood. Just wait. That's how I was when I was dating. I don't feel like telling people about myself every you know, different dates you go.
Right. You don't have to know all that.
No, let's have basic little conversation.
Things you like to do.
Yeah.
Where you like to hang out.
What's your work?
Yeah, what do you do for a living? What are your dreams and aspirations?
What are your next 5-year goals?
Yeah, stuff like that. Just like basic getting to know, like you're getting to know a new friend.
Yes. Definitely. Because, like I said, it might take a little time for someone to kind of open up. But you do want someone who is going to be willing to share their, you know, history with you.
Yeah, after you've been with someone for a certain amount of, if they live in the same, if their family lives in the same state or city as you, close enough, or they spend a lot of time with their family members, and you've been together for a few months, and you've never met any of these people, you've never met any of their friends, family members. Mm. I mean, people that they spend time with. There's some people that, like, don't hang out with their family.
Yes.
So it's like they never, like, meet their friends' kids. Or if you're older and you're, I mean, even in our age, because I'm about to be 40, I have friends that have kids that are older, that are already grown out the house. So if they're dating someone new, and their spouse, their new boo, haven't met their son or daughter after a while, it may not be that odd because they may live far and their kids are living their life in college, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so in those kind of cases, you know, it's just, but really assess the situation.
Yes.
If your daughter come, if you have dating a man who has a grown daughter and the daughter comes over every other weekend, and you've been with him for 6 months or a year, and you've never met the daughter.
Yes.
It's like, come on, you're really not as close to him as you think you are. Mm-hmm. You know, or his friends that he goes to happy hour with every Thursday.
You don't know.
He's never brought you a meal.
No.
You're too private. You have, so you're having friendships, you're having relationships, you're seeing your family. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a part of that equation.
Yes.
Then you have to start to question your relationship.
You
know, how does he see me? Why am I not being seen by his family? Why is he not introducing me to people?
Yeah.
Co-workers, you know.
Because think about it. We have to think about that sometimes too as women. Like, you've had those type of relationships in your life where that person was just like, oh, okay, they're cool to hang out with.
But you didn't bring them around your family.
Family, yeah.
Because you didn't like them like
so
that.
So you already know.
Exactly. So. It's the same thing.
Yeah. And sometimes we'll like someone so much we want to try to ignore these red flags.
So, yeah. And those those can be subtle, especially because everybody's so busy and you may not even see him very often. You know, you may work two different schedules.
I can't even imagine what date life would be like now, like as a grown woman. I mean, of course, you probably would say if you didn't have children or something, but you still would be busy. I mean, this is a total different life then. When you're younger, it's all about having fun. Even though you work and you might have a little career,
you may not have that many responsibilities.
Yeah, it's just like when you get older, having
you
that
have
time is not the same.
It's not the same. Yeah. So you wouldn't expect to see your new boo every day or every other day, or sometimes even every week, depending on where they live or how far they live from you.
Yeah.
You may have kind of a long distance relationship in the same state where they're busy. They may work nights, you work days.
Yes.
You know, like you just may not see them all the time, but you definitely should feel like you're a part of their world where you talk to people that they're spending time with. Like
met people.
Yeah. That's a huge, like the privacy thing. I mean, and this goes without saying, if you only text and, because there's so many text relationships. If you're only texting each other, you're not talking on the phone. I mean, come on. Nah. I don't care what 20, I don't care if it's 2052.
I don't care about that.
That it can't, you need to have some voice-to-voice conversation.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the days and the time that you're talking to them. If you're only talking to them on Thursdays at 7 o'clock via text, come on. Like, don't fall for the okie doke.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and especially in these day and time,
no.
You got to really be, you know, paying attention and
yeah.
following your instincts. Some of these red flags are just so obvious.
I mean, so obvious.
So definitely
pay attention
to that, yeah. Nobody's that private.
No.
Even Obama shows his wife, and he was the president of the United States. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these celebrities, these people that have real stuff to lose, are letting you in their personal life.
Definitely.
Like Joe Blow from the bank, you need to meet his mom.
You need to
meet
his mom.
Come on.
Okay.
Let's be for real.
Okay, number five, bad communication. Does he give you the silent treatment instead of trying to talk it through? Oh, no. Okay, do not go for it. Me and my husband should be divorced. I ignored the red flags. But he's gotten so much better. But it took work. My husband used to have that so bad.
Just the silent treatment.
He just don't want to talk about it. Don't talk to him like the first 24 hours for sure.
But some people need that time. Especially, I mean, Virgos, we could be off the chain. Ooh. I mean, and definitely, and women, period, a lot of times with men, they don't want to talk right away. They need to gather their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not as expressive as we are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get mad about something and they are not able to fix it right away, they may need time to process it and figure out how they're going to fix it before they even talk to you about it. But if we just like, I need an answer right now.
That's how I used to be.
Right now. And it's like, come on.
You guys should see my face. I need an answer now.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you gotta back off because men don't process the same way that women do.
They don't.
So we could be, well, sometimes I can know that I'm pressing the button. I know I am. And I know if I say one more word, he's shutting down.
He's done.
Guess what? And I still say it. Because I just
have to say it.
But I've grown.
I've grown too.
I'm a work really in progress.
Have. I'm a work in progress.
I still might just tap woo that nerve. I might just tap it.
I might. But I'm working on it.
Yeah, but so there's a difference in the silent treatment and like the like if somebody's just a problem avoider, then that's definitely something.
Yeah. Because it's mean spirit. If you're constantly walking on eggshells to not upset or agitate him, that's when you really need to get outside help.
Yeah.
You need some help or you need to run. Right. If this is the beginning, you don't need no help. Ain't nothing to help. You ain't even in no serious relationship. So your best bet is to be done. And you'll be fine.
Because there's going to be problems. Like, you're going to have problems. There's no way around it. And if you're in a real relationship, you're going to have problems. You're going to have things that you don't agree on. You're going to have conflict. These are inevitable. They're healthy. You have to have some type of conflict. Or you're being fake. So you're walking on eggshells. You're trying to have this perfect life. You're trying to not cause the man to leave or to get upset. Or you know it. It can be something that's serious that you need to talk about. Mm-hmm. And you're scared to talk about it because you're scared that they're going to get mad. No, you got to have a talk.
Yes.
So how they respond, if they respond to everything by shutting down, even if you take a different approach, okay?
Yes.
We're using I statements. Mm-hmm. We're giving them
whole new approach.
We're giving 24-hour notice. We're talking to you when you're not angry. Yes. Like, you're following these steps of how to confront not-so-great conversation.
Yes.
You're following all these steps, and there's still, like, nothing.
Yes, he got a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
There's a major
issue.
First of all,
he's immature.
Yes, very immature.
Let's start there.
Yeah, that's super immature.
Yes.
And it's just, you're going to have a whole heap of problems coming up with somebody that things are just may not change. It may not, he may not communicate, and he's not even willing to communicate because he don't want to change.
Yeah, because he don't want to change. He's just like, whatever. And maybe this relationship isn't important enough.
It's not important for,
that's a red flag. Maybe you're just not the one he feel like changing.
He's not emotionally connected enough to where he thinks like it's worth it to have the conversation.
To even put in the work.
To put in the work.
Definitely. And six, he talks down to you. Mm-mm. Oh, you better run for the heels. Talk to me crazy if you want. Belittle me if you want to and see what's going to happen. Not in 2018. Okay? No.
And they're subtle. There are subtle. It's not just like, cursing at you. It's not. It's just little subtle things that can come up. Little gestures or comparisons or just little things about you that make you feel bad when the person is talking to you. It could be something like, you see that girl? She looks so good in that. You should wear that. Or you should wear your hair like that. You should, do this. You know, those little things that they're, saying that you need to change.
Yes.
You got to be careful with that. Or if it's something that
he's not supporting you or you're saying I'm starting something new. I don't think
you shouldn't do that. You're not even, did you go to college? Did you go to school for that?
I don't think you can do that. Really?
Little subtle things. How you're dressing. Are they trying to change the way you dress? And, talking about, I don't think that looks good. That doesn't, you shouldn't wear that. You see her? That's how I like girls to dress like that.
Yes.
It's just little subtle things that eventually, even a woman with the most confidence, a woman that has really high self-esteem, very healthy self-esteem, if someone that you care about starts to chip away at you little by little, it's going to eventually break your confidence.
Definitely.
So you really, that's a big one.
That is.
Is someone that talks down to you. And a lot of times, these men are insecure.
Yeah. And that's why they're doing it.
That's why they're doing it, because they're trying to pull you down subtly, but they're trying to pull you down. It's the way they feel about themselves. Definitely. Or they're not happy with themselves or the way that they look. So they're trying to chip it away at you to turn you into this ideal person that they feel like they should be with.
Yeah.
That they can't even get.
That's okay.
They're trying to get. They're I turn you into a doggone supermodel.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is me. This is who I am. I don't like to wear my hair like this. Yeah. I like to switch it up.
I like to switch it up.
So this is what I do, and you're not going to make me feel a way. But a lot of times, I mean, this is not easy because when you're with somebody that you care about, and it may not even be in the beginning. In the beginning, everything can be great.
Right.
But as you start getting more comfortable with each other, those things can start to come up. So you got to be mindful of that and paying attention to that. I mean, sometimes you might say, I don't like that haircut.
Yeah.
Or I don't like them jeans. I don't like them type of jeans. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like, that's okay. But it's when someone's trying to, like, chip away at your confidence or something that you know you're really good at, and they intentionally don't compliment you, or you know, like, it's just little subtle things that people will try to do to really break you down. And so you have to be mindful of that type of thing.
Definitely have to be mindful of that. Or they're always trying to teach you something, like, you don't know. You know, hold on. You know, you could just be having a conversation with somebody, and anyway, I didn't ask you all that. I know. And here I go, Virgo. But the article was funny because they said, if he's constantly trying to make you understand as though he is the professor, and you're the people, you deserve better.
You are not my daddy, and you are now a professor.
Slow down.
And men like that are annoying.
You
shouldn't even have so much to say all the time. Leave some room for me to talk.
Please.
I'm the female.
Leave some room for me to talk.
So annoying.
Oh, well, number seven, we just talked about that. He talks about changing you. Be yourself. You can't spend a lifetime trying to please someone else. The right man will love you just the way you are. I mean, nobody has time for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you better be who you are. I wish I would be somewhere trying to. This is me. This is how I act. This is what I do. I've been doing it since you met me.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a little refinement. Like, there's things that you can grow. There's areas that you can grow in and that you may need to grow in being in a relationship. But just the person that you are, things about yourself that you cannot change, like your hair texture or your complexion or even your body makeup. Some women, you can only get so thin. Some people can only gain so much weight.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like if he keeps talking about all these curves and he want a big booty and big boobies and all this stuff. And your body cannot grow a big booty and a big boobies. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And considering surgery and all this kind of stuff. It's like, he is not the one.
At all.
If you starving yourself to fit into clothes that you've never worn, I mean, since you were 5 years old. I mean, I'm just saying. Some women are naturally curvy.
Yeah.
That booty, them thighs. These thighs right here on me.
They
ain't going nowhere.
Please. I didn't realize I had big legs. I do.
Thighs.
I mean, you know, so no matter, like you said,
no
some
matter how
parts of you are just gonna be there.
Yeah, I'm a small framed person, but I got thick thighs. Yeah. And those thick thighs, guess what? I can't buy my jeans online.
Okay.
I got to try them on. Because they ain't going to fit.
Guess
cause
what?
Because all
if
this
don't like
might
it,
not fit.
Somebody will.
Exactly. You know, so, and your complexion. Don't be buying them bleaching creams.
Oh, please don't, you guys.
Stop. Don't buy that bleaching cream trying to get light skin.
Oh, no, please don't do that.
Don't get sunburned trying to get browner. It is what it is. Don't try to fit into these stereotypes, into this Instagram model type of, they don't even look like that.
No. You have got to love yourself in order for somebody to love you.
Don't consider surgery.
No, please don't.
Changing your face.
Especially you just, these are red flags. You just met this person.
Yeah, and he's trying to change.
So he's trained,
and even if you've known him for a year, he's constantly complaining about, you know, the way you look or your face. Or, oh, you need, I like girls with thick lips. Or I like girls, you know, like, sometimes, listen, this is it.
This is it. Right here.
Or your lips are just too full. I like, you know, thinner lips. then bye.
And like you said, most of the time that's because you got with me. What did you get with me for then? Hello? These lips were like that when you met me. Like you said, usually it's something that they're dealing with within themselves. So they want to make you feel bad.
Or they're trying to fit into a prototype of what they feel like their acceptable woman should look like for them to feel secure. Like, oh, I pulled this kind of girl. Oh, this is how I want my woman to look. You know, so this makes me feel more secure as a man because they're insecure. And they're trying to put that off on you.
Definitely.
And you didn't mention this one, but I'm going to mention this one because I have a very funny story. Okay, so in this day and time and age, you got to be on the lookout for the down low brothers.
Woo!
Okay?
Okay.
You got to be on the alert. Okay, there's men out here that are being secretive about their bisexual lifestyle. And you have to really be cautious of that. And it's coming up more now than ever. It didn't used to be that way. I know that even when I go out now, you see more men that are more feminine than they've ever been out in places that are supposed to be all heterosexual. You know, you're seeing more men that are looking more feminine in, but approaching women, you know, or acting more feminine and different things. So I don't want the LGBT committee to come, you know, shut our page down. Okay. This is not a judgment. My issue is if you know that you like men, then say it.
Yeah.
Don't pretend, or if you don't feel comfortable with coming out the closet, then don't pretend to a woman like you are not.
Yeah, definitely.
Just keep it to yourself. But don't live in that double life. It's so dangerous. It is hurtful.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that a lot of times women may want to be in a relationship so badly that they overlook some of these signs, because I know women that date men that are gay.
And they might not know, but they know.
But they have an idea. Once they've broken up with them, they're like, yeah, I knew. I had a feeling. Don't ignore those signs. Because if this is something that he may be into and he's and you don't know about
it. You don't know what he might be doing.
That's a secret life. That's those private lives that we were talking about earlier. That's another sign of a private life. Mm-hmm. It's not fair. You're taking people's choice away.
Definitely.
You know, if a person like that, if you're dating somebody like that, they may be afraid their family might turn on them. There's a whole bunch of other issues that they may be coming with that are legitimate. So I'm not judging and saying like, oh, no. No, but if you're doing that and you're not telling the person, you're taking their choice away.
Definitely.
So, yeah, some women is with it.
Yeah.
You know, both bisexual, they swingers, whatever.
That's what they do.
That's fine. That's your life. That's the way you want to deal with it. Cool. But if you're pretending to not be, you're taking a person's choice away, and that's not fair.
That is not fair.
You know, so there's definitely signs that you need to be looking out for. Do not ignore those signs.
Definitely.
Do not, because it can cause a whole lot of problems later down the line. And, you know, you want to be mindful of that. Because I remember years ago before, I don't remember if I had just had Kimon. I only had him at the time. I know that I was dating. I don't know if I had him or not. I hadn't had him yet, or he was really young and I was dating. But there was this guy that I had met, and he was so fun. I mean, funny, cool, whatever. Not feminine at all. Not feminine, masculine. Good time. We would go out. We had been out a couple of times, and I had a friend, one of my gay guy friends, had went out with me. And we had went out that night to dinner or something, and so he wanted to meet up with me afterwards. I was like, oh, I'm with my friend, you know, whatever. So we're going to head back to the house. He was like, oh, no, where are you guys at? And I'm like, oh, we're in Hollywood. He's like, oh, I'll meet you guys, you know, whatever. I can't remember the club. It was a popular club. It was a gay club. I can't remember the name of it, but it was in Hollywood. This was like, probably, it was over 15 years ago. So I don't remember, but it was like a popular club. And so that's when we were having dinner there, or we had went there after something. But he was like, oh, I'll meet you guys there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay. So he came. He was like, oh, yeah, I know where it's at. So I was like, oh, okay. So yeah. My friend was like,
oh, you do?
Oh, and I hadn't even never thought about it, nothing. He was like, oh, he was like, he knows about this place. And I was like, yeah, I guess he's seen it before, whatever. He was like, oh, okay. So he comes, he meets us there, and he like knows some of the bartenders. He's social. Like, he don't need me.
He don't even need you.
I mean, he's, you know, speaks to me, and we laugh and talk and whatever, but he's mingled.
He got his own people.
He got his people at the place. And so my friend was like, I think your friend might be more on my side than your side. Like, I'm just saying.
He knows everybody.
Yeah. He knows everybody. Yeah. He knows more people in here than I do, and I'm a regular.
Exactly.
And I was just like, you know what? Like,
whoa.
I never paid attention to that. He was like, yeah, he's friendly in here. Like, this is, like, weird. He was like, most guys wouldn't even want to come here. Like, this is not.
And he's comfy.
And he's been here. You know, so I was just like, yeah, that's kind of weird. Like, you know, like, it was just. And he was totally comfortable around my friend. And my friend is, like, really flamboyant, you know. And so a lot of straight men are not comfortable being around men that are super flamboyant. Mm-hmm. And he was fine with it. Yeah. You know, he was like laughing, talking, chilling, like, you know, whatever. And we got in the car after I left. I felt so uncomfortable because then everything I was watching.
Because you left with him?
No, I left with my friend.
With your friend.
My friend, yeah. No, I wasn't leaving with him. Because I was already. He was like, girlfriend.
Let me tell you.
And so I was just like, wow. And then I started to look at things differently. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, it's a possibility. Mm-hmm. You know, he was older than me. He didn't have any children. He had never been married. It was just little things that I started to notice about him. And after I talked to him, I was already on guard after that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know. But it was just a funny story because we were at the club and he knew all these people at this gay club and he was supposed to be straight, but he knew all these gay bartenders and he knew some of the people that were in there and like he was had been there before. He knew where I was talking about, you know? So it was like little stuff like that.
I know where that is, girl, please.
And at the time, I didn't know about like guys on the down low.
Yeah,
like that wasn't
a thing. No.
It wasn't a thing.
Like it is now.
Like now. It wasn't a thing. It was more, you know, you didn't see it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, either you were gay or you were straight. Like there was no hidden agenda. And so with that, I was just like, wow. It really opened my mind up to even knowing about that. Because I was just like, well, if he's gay, then why is he pursuing me?
Yeah.
You know, so it was kind of just like weird. And then after I started paying attention to little things, and I was just like, yeah, he probably goes both ways. I mean, he probably is into girls, but he's probably into guys too. And I don't want a guy.
Did you ever ask him?
No, I never asked him because I didn't even like him enough to care.
Yeah.
It wasn't, we didn't even go to the next level. We had never, you know, had sex or nothing. It was never, we were really like homies. Like, he was just fun.
Yes.
Like, to go out, you know, like, he was super fun. He liked to go out a lot.
Exactly.
He was down for the getting.
He was fun.
He was fun. So it was never, you know, I didn't take him really seriously, and I wasn't really attracted to him in that way. Mm-hmm. So I never asked him because it was kind of just like, just the fact that you were that comfortable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was buying us drinks and, you know, whatever, and it was just like, my friend was just like, yeah, girl. Like,
like, wait a minute.
Like, yo, boo, my boo.
Exactly.
And I was just like,
I might need to get his number.
Yeah. And he was just like, yeah. He was like, you got to be careful. He's like, you know, because these guys out here, he's like, they'll trick you. Like, you'll never know. Like, they might go both ways. Like, you just never know. It's out here. Like, just be careful because you just never know. And I was just like, wow. That was like my first experience with that type of a red flag.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, now that I'm dating, and I probably did have Kimon at the time, and I was probably like in my early 20s. So at that time, I remember thinking like, yeah, I just need to focus on school.
Exactly. I'm cool for a minute.
Like, I don't even need to be worrying about this kind of stuff. Like, you know, like, yeah, no.
No.
You know, like, that was, definitely like a big red flag. And I was like, you know,
and nowadays you really do almost have to ask.
And now you have to ask for one.
Yeah.
And it is so common that you really have to be careful because people are just not comfortable.
Yes.
To come out. They're just not. You know what I mean? They're just not comfortable. So for whatever reasons, you know, what their families may not agree with it, you know, whatever, they're not comfortable with
it.
And so they're taking your choice away.
They're taking your choice away.
So definitely you want to ask those questions straight up.
Definitely.
You know, have you ever been with any man?
Yeah.
Are you thinking about being with men?
Yeah.
Like, don't, do not ignore those signs.
Those signs. Because they're out there.
It's happening a lot.
Definitely.
And, you know, and it's really hurtful for people
to do that.
To do that. Yeah. I know a girl who got married to somebody who was gay, and she didn't know until after they were married, and she said that they never really has sex. Like, they did, but it was like a couple of times, but he just really wasn't into it, and it made her feel self-conscious. She thought it was something wrong with her.
Yeah.
And then soon after, she found out that he actually was gay.
And why did he marry her?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe for his family or something.
Maybe, you know, who knows? And so she ended up finding out that he was gay, and that was so hurtful for her because it was just like devastating, you know?
Exactly.
And so she said after the fact that she there were so many signs that she ignored because she just didn't, she just really wanted to be married.
Yeah.
And she just felt like, well, if he's into me enough, then, you know, I can change him. Or, you know, maybe he's just curious. He hasn't experimented or, you know, like, it was these excuses. And I was just like, you really have to be careful.
Hello.
You know, so that's another huge red flag, which you didn't mention. But
yes.
I definitely think that women in this day and time. It's
especially
more
with internet dating.
Yeah, with the internet dating and different things going on, like, you really have to be careful about who you're dating, making sure you're asking the questions. Because it can turn your life upside down.
Definitely.
Just ignoring red flags.
As far as getting married and stuff.
Yeah, getting married, having children.
That's serious.
You know, and so you definitely want to keep that in mind.
Definitely.
And, yeah, I don't know whatever happened to that guy, but...
Yeah, whatever happened to him. So funny.
I don't know, but...
He's still at that club.
He's still at that
club.
So
hanging
funny.
Off the rafters.
Probably dating my other friends.
Dancing on the bar.
I ain't seen him either.
Exactly.
They probably booed up somewhere.
They booed up somewhere.
But yeah, definitely these red flags are something serious, guys. So.
Yeah, definitely. Don't ignore them and definitely pay attention to them before you get too deep into it. You'd rather have some tears now than some real serious.
Some nightmares
later.
Definitely.
And getting all into a marriage and children and all that type of stuff and having to deal with that and get a divorce or whatever, separating out. So yeah, pay attention to those red flags. But until next time, guys, that's our combo for today.
Yes, hope this was really helpful.
Definitely. We look forward to speaking with you guys again soon. Check us out on Modern Mommy 2 on Instagram. Give us some feedback, guys. If there's some topics that you guys want us to talk about, we're trying to get some interviews. We'll be having some soon. Some
very
really,
soon,
really good,
some
ones.
Good ones.
So we're just making sure that we get some really good people in here to interview. So that will be coming up very soon. But if there's some topics or any type of subjects that you guys want to talk about, hit us up on our Instagram, email us. That's on our Instagram, the email address. And then make sure you go on iTunes and give us a rating or a review. Those really help us. And until next time, everybody have a great week.
Have a great week. Bye, guys.
Bye.